Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Thursday, June 30th, and it's exactly 9 p.m. in California, which is where we are at. And I am Frankie. You're listening to My Supernatural Life. And on the other line here, I have Mr. Anthony. Hello, Mr. Anthony.
Hello, Frankie. How are you?
Doing really well. Doing really well. How are you doing?
We're good. Getting ready for, there's going to be a new moon in Cancer on July 4th, 2016. So a lot of people ask me, well, Mr. Anthony, what does that mean? Is that good or bad or what? Well, the new moon means new beginning for projects. So we're going to have Dark of the Moon on July 4th, 2016. So we're going to have a bunch of signs from Cancer at that time.
Well, you know, does that mean, because, you know, a lot of people are going to be out, and they're kind of crazy already on 4th of July. It's like kind of one of those holidays where people go overboard in a lot of different ways. So is it going to make it worse?
Well, I would say with this new moon, people would be a lot more relaxed. And they want to stay home.
Oh, that's so good.
And have barbecues. Because, see, cancer basically means energy of the home front, the family, kids, stuff like that. And we're going to have a bunch of signs. So we come back to the new moon. The new moon means new beginnings. So we're going to have Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus all in Cancer. So it's called Dark of the Moon. So you're looking at a lot of stuff going on for business and home front stuff for people who are Leos, Gemini, Virgo, Cancer, Libra, and Taurus people. So basically, this whole new moon, basically Dark of the Moon, so wherever you live, you can see the stars more in a clear, more clear way because there's a new moon, which is Dark of the Moon.
Okay.
So you have a bigger picture of the planet. So it basically means new beginnings, though, for people, for projects, for money, finances. I've been getting a lot of calls about real estate stuff. So you're looking at a lot of real estate stuff, projects going on for the month of July.
Oh, that's awesome.
And also new beginnings for people who are Earth signs. So you're looking at Virgos, Capricorn, and Taurus to expand stuff in a big way. So basically, in other words, if you're a water sign, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, any stuff going on with real estate, stuff like that, that would be your main focus for the next 30 days.
Okay. That's cool. There's
new beginnings. And then we have the full moon coming up on July 19th.
Okay.
So a lot of people ask me about the full moon. If it's good or bad, well, full, they might become like the werewolf sometimes, like in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
For this next full moon.
A werewolf. All right. Oh, I'll be on the lookout. We got a lot of coyotes where I'm at, so they'll be having some competition because I can't stand the coyotes.
Oh
my goodness, it's you know, I know we're in their land here. I get that, but they're just mean sometimes. They're just mean.
Are you talking about like coyote, like that cartoon guy, like cartoon characters, Wile E. Coyote,
super
and the Roadrunner guy, right?
Yeah, the Roadrunner. Exactly. Wow, so that's great. New beginnings, new moon. Every month we have a new beginning with the new moon, right? It's a time to complete things. I know you've said to journal about things that, you know, to complete them and then, you know, burn the paper if you can and just, you know, if you need to write a letter to somebody, you know, you write it and then you burn it.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're right on because cancer represents the energy of emotions and feelings we all have.
Mm-hmm.
So with the new moon, there's a lot of signs of cancer, which is opportunity to do that with the emotions and feelings.
Right. Oh, that's good because there's a lot of those.
Real estate property too, so it's a little bit of both.
Okay. You know, it's so interesting, real estate property. I mean, you know, emotions and stuff. Everything is so emotional right now. I think I just think everything's just so emotional. Everybody's, I feel like a heightened awareness of other people all the time. And then I'm so sensitive and it kind of sucks me into, I have to be really careful to not be sucked into the mass emotion. If, you know, that makes sense. I have to just kind of detach and unplug. And I think that's, you know, so I can stay focused on what I want to accomplish, you know, or goodness and good things and, you know, not to stick my head in the sand about issues. But also, I think there's a tendency just to be saturated with bad news and over and over and over and over and over. And it's just like, it's maddening. And I see the impact it has on other people, you know. So I just, I'm careful to, you know, unplug from that if I can, when I can. So I know I'm not the only one. So other people are going through all
this. So in other words, you're not hallucinating right now. You are, but you're not sure.
Well, I did say that, but I'm very choosy about what my hallucination topics are, what the theme is. Anyway, we have some callers. We should both
be emotional. You'll be emotional about that right now.
What's that?
You'll be emotional about that.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always managing my emotions, you know, because I'm a Gemini. So I'll go from, as we know, my good twin to my evil twin. And it's just like it happens. It's just, you know, they're always there. So anyway.
And the evil twin inside of you, the evil twin side of you keeps all the candy and you don't share.
No, definitely not. Oh, heck no. It's dark chocolate. Did you say candy? It's dark chocolate with sea salt. I'm not sharing that. If I buy two bars, that's different. I'm just kidding.
Two for me, none for you.
That's right. Oh, that's funny. All right.
Isn't it? It really is funny.
I mean, you know, I think we all kind of have that tendency, and it's okay to once in a while have those, you know, profoundly selfish moments, you know, once in a while. Like, I'm just going to do this for me right now for 5 minutes, and that's it. And then I'll get back to life and other people. You know, I know we got to get to callers, but,
okay,
you know.
What people are you talking about? The people, like, around you?
Just anybody. Yeah, just anybody. Yeah. Like, for instance, you know, last night, you know, when I went to bed, I always have my cell phone, like everybody, right, nearby, you know, my nightstand or whatever. Well, yeah. I don't know what happened, and it fell under my bed. So I ended up sleeping longer than I normally would because I didn't have appointments this morning. And Luna's on, you know, Luna, my daughter's on, you know, summer break. So, and I was like, whoa, it was like 10 to 9. I never sleep in that late, you know. And I was like, wow. Well, my phone was under the bed. So when I pick up my phone, I had like all these missed calls, texts, you know. And I was like, wow, no wonder. And, it's just kind of interesting. It was an interesting insight to my life and sometimes a lack of rest that we all go through because we're so accessible and we're so plugged into our phone and, you know, social media. And, you know, I remember when Facebook was fun, you'd go on there and talk to people and connect and play songs. And now it's like the news and everybody's like regurgitating the news and then putting their spin on it. And it's just too much. You know, so anyway, that's what I'm talking about, unplugging, you know. So,
in other words, you're getting emotional about the whole deal. So it's like emotional recharge, basically. So you're right about that, Frankie.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So,
anyway,
so
and
so
that
so what
was,
you're saying basically is that people get emotional about what's going on outside of them. They get emotional, stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, and then they reach out, and we're always connected, and we're always, the communication's constantly going, and it was nice just to not have that. It was an accident, but, and then I felt guilty, like, oh my goodness, you know, all this stuff is happening, and I wasn't there for it, and it's like, well, I'll get to it, and I did, so, anyway, We're going to go. We have callers here. Callers and callers. We're going to get to them. We're going to take this one from the 303 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I tuned in late, so I didn't catch the very beginning of the show. So what's going on tonight?
Well, we take calls if you have a question for Mr. Anthony or myself. He's an astrologer and very intuitive, and I'm an accomplishment coach. So if you have a question about your life, and you can always go back. This show will be a podcast, so we you know, so after it's done, you can go back and listen to the podcast if you miss anything. So
yeah,
who are we speaking to? Great. What is your name?
Oh, my name is Allison.
What is it? I'm sorry.
Allison.
Oh, Allison. Hi, Allison. Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Do you have a question?
Yeah. What's the astrologer's name?
Mr. Anthony.
I'm sorry. Could you speak up just a little bit?
Yes, his name is Mr. Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. Okay. Well, I know my chart. So, are you pulling up birth charts, or are you just doing general questions?
All the above.
Just general questions.
What is your date?
Well,
what is your date? What is your date of birth, Allison?
March 15, 1957.
And your place of birth?
11:48 a.m. Berkeley, California.
And what is your question, Allison?
Oh, again, you know, I do astrology myself, so I've been following the transits very closely. But the real issue for me right now has been that Mars retro that just went direct yesterday. And I am having a terrible, terrible neighbor problems. And I've intentionally, we talked a month ago, and his bad behavior is still continuing. So I waited until I intentionally waited for Mars to go direct again before.
Correct.
And
Mars did go direct, and as you know, you have your Saturn return.
Yeah.
Saturn, as you know,
Mars.
Saturn also means anything with legal matters.
I'm sorry.
So Saturn means anything with legal matters.
Oh, this isn't any. This has nothing. Doesn't approach that at all. Not at all. Not at all. There's no risk of that. It's just somebody being a bad neighbor, and it's very easy to fix it. He said he would, and it's a noise issue. So I'm just wondering, with that Mars, I know it's going through my fifth house, but I'm just wondering what kind of what's the word I'm looking for. What kind of, how many days after Mars goes direct do you generally give it for a time to start an action again? 3 days?
Okay, so that would be between now and August. Between now and late August and early September, right around that time.
Maybe you didn't understand my question. I need to speak with him again, but I want to wait until the timing.
Correct.
Until Mars is a little bit outside of the immediate, you know,
correct.
The dust.
Correct. So
but
that's Mars will be full on direct on August 1st. All the way through October 30th, 2016. So that's your window right there.
I absolutely cannot wait that long. This needs to happen in a matter of days.
Well, if you're going to go
okay,
with the
well,
moon, if you're going to go with the moon cycle, I would suggest between July 5th and July 9th.
July 9th?
Correct.
Why do you pick that time?
I was going with the moon cycle.
Right. But the new moon, is on July 4th. July 5th
Correct.
Is the 9th. Yeah.
Because I'm going with
so
the moon cycle.
He said
cycle.
The 5th.
All
Allison,
the way
he
through.
Said the 5th through the 9th.
Correct,
would
of July.
Would be a good time for you if you can't wait for Mars to go direct.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Got it. Up to the 9th. Up to the
Correct.
Month. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Well, Allison, we have other callers, so we're going to we thank you so much for calling in, and let
you.
Us know how it goes, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank
bye.
You. Good night.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut anybody off. I just want to make sure we get to everybody. We have a half hour. We keep, you know, going back and forth about an hour, but tonight's a half hour. And 347 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tanika. Hi. Hi, Mr. Anthony. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
How are you?
Anything new from last week? Or are you just listening?
Just some job change. Well, still haven't heard from Aris or Nick, so wanted to check in with that. Job change. I'm going to probably be working someplace else soon. I'm curious about that, where I might be. And for some reason, something inside keeps telling me, keeps making me worry about my mom for next month. I don't know why. I just keep feeling something is coming up. So I want to know if everything's going to be okay with my mom, like if I should worry about anything.
Okay, so pick one, Mr. Anthony, whatever you're feeling strongest. I would, you know.
My mom.
Okay.
What is the pick? What is your date of birth?
It's September 3rd, 1978.
So you know you're a Virgo, right?
Yeah.
So Virgo, you're an earth sign, you're a hard worker, and you analyze a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you,
yes.
You think a lot, right?
Very much so.
What is your mom's date of birth?
She is the same day as Betty White. She's, I believe, January 17th. She's in her, like, mid-60s.
Really? Okay, and what is your question about your mom?
I just want to know if she's going to be okay because something inside keeps making me worry. Like, I feel like something's coming up for some reason. I don't know what it is. I'm paranoid.
Have you had any dreams about her or what?
Here and there, sometimes. Lately, not lately.
And how often do you talk to her or see her?
I see her almost every day.
And she's anything about feeling sick or whatever?
No, she just worries about me and like my future and work and stuff like that.
So is she always on your case or what?
Not like kind of always on my case, but she worries about me.
I'm not seeing anything physically wrong with her at all.
Okay, good.
It's like it depends, like when you interact with your mom, either texting or whatever, that she picks up on your vibe. So if you're happy, she's happy.
Yeah, well, that makes sense as a mom.
Yeah.
With two daughters, for sure.
So if you're happy,
okay,
she's Tanika. Happy.
Be happy. And go see and spend time with your mom, being happy. That would make a difference. Okay, well, let us know how your mom's doing next week. We're going to go on to our next caller, and we just love that you call in. And, okay, I'm not sure what happened to Tanika. Okay. Tanika, let us know how it goes. Area code 814, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hello. Yeah, hi. I decided to call when you guys were talking about that emotional energy that come in.
Yes.
For a while, I was going, like, real strong. I felt like I was more centered, living in the present moment for probably at least over 40 days. And then probably around 2 weeks ago, slowly, I started getting, you know, the spiritual messages from what was going on locally, emotional messages, you know, like people wanting prayer, people wanting help, and some kind of even a bossy energy. You know, very emotional. And, you know, I tried to ignore it for a while, but it just built up. And then it took me down for couple of days, and then I had to go through the whole process of, you know, I basically prayed and meditated over myself, my town, where these things were coming from for healing. And, you know, it took probably a few days, and then I had trouble shaking it loose. But I was wondering if that has a lot to do with astrology, because I don't really know that much about it, but it happens on a regular, you know, seems to be a cycle for me.
And what is your date of birth?
May 27th, 1975.
May 27th, 1975?
Yeah.
And place of birth?
Spangler, PA.
And do you know what time you were born?
I'm thinking about 9:15 a.m. I think that's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm seeing with you is the energy that's coming up here for you is part of it's emotional for you to confront your past because you're a very sensitive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy coming up, we have a bunch of signs in Cancer right now. When you were born, Venus was in Cancer. That means when it comes to love and romance, you're a very sensitive guy, even though you're a Gemini. Well, it comes to, not to say Geminis aren't loving, but Cancer is very emotional about the family, okay?
Yeah,
very loyal.
I switch on that.
You see, and your karma is, when you were born, is either you're too emotional in front of people or not emotional enough, okay?
Yeah.
That's
exactly
your test. So whatever's going on that started from June 20th all the way to July 21st of this month, whatever issues are there within you, whether it's emotional, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, is you can confront these emotions to help purify your soul. So it's part of your soul growth, at least to the 21st of July, to unify those two polar opposites, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've actually made a major change. Well, not overly major, in my meditation. I'll send good energy into the places that needed it, okay? And immediately, like, you know, like 5 minutes one, 5 minutes the other, I'll make sure I do the affirmations and stuff to release myself, to detach, and to enjoy good energy. So I have to hit that hard on both ends almost at the same time.
And what I'm also seeing, too, is that you'll be tapping into your spiritual authority within yourself, and you'll be channeling spirits for people who have passed on.
Okay.
Because you have that ability.
Yeah.
So
it's
going to be a great time for you.
Yeah, it's just a matter of clearing my space. If I can clear my space and stay positive, it all flows good. But that's the issue, is maintaining, trying to be successful in my own life, clear, you know, getting my work done, and then tuning in, rather than trying to focus on my goal, getting interrupted, getting mad about it, and then, you know, not appreciating the messages that I'm getting.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. So now you're going through a purification process, emotional clearing house for you personally.
Okay.
So it's kind of like inner resurrection, and then you go through the whole process. So you're on the right path there, buddy. So good luck. Good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you. And that was all right.
And Greg, and everybody, if you're like going through something and it's painful, we have to look at that sometimes like as a good thing, because, you know, like everything, you know, there's this pain in the process of growing, and it's a lesson in how to learn, like, to get really acquainted and have a good relationship with ourselves, with our soul, with who our self is, and having like this radical self-love that, you know, we accept ourselves, all those emotions, all that sensitivity, all the pains of growth. We, you know, it's when we're going through that, it's a lesson in self-love, and it's a good thing. So I just wanted to say that,
okay.
And I appreciate you calling in, Greg, so much. Let us know how it goes. And, you know, also reaching out and getting information, you know, that's a great thing, you know, to go through it by yourself. You know,
I know that Yeah. A lot of the energies seem to be local sometimes. And whenever I tap into something like, let's say, Blog Talk Radio that's not local, it really helps because you're getting outside those local conscious energies. So that's why I'm grateful for
Well, we're here to help. We're here to help. So let us know how it goes, okay?
Yeah,
have
thank
a great
you.
Night. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Greg. Thank you. You too. Bye.
And I want to let everybody know that if you want a reading with Mr. Anthony, his number where you can text or call him is 661-492-0065. That's 661-492-0065. Very helpful, very pragmatic. You can email him at MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. And if you want to reach me for some coaching, you can reach me. Well, you could just reach Mr. Anthony and he'll tell me. Because we're going to go on to our next caller, who's been waiting very patiently. We only have a few minutes left. Area code 914, you're on the air.
Hi, what a great show.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, very awesome. Yes. I have a question regarding work. A man today asked me to send in my resume, and I was wondering if you see me getting the job.
What is your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Catherine.
Catherine, what city?
I'm in New York.
New York.
And
what is your date of birth?
Of 6/26/75.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So you're a Cancer the Crab. Are you crabby at home?
You know, I stopped myself from this. I don't want to deal with anybody. That sometimes creeps into my mind. Sometimes, I guess, I go into the wall, behind the wall, and but not all the time. It's rare, but it does come up occasionally.
So your date of birth is 6/26/75?
Yes.
So you were born on a Thursday. Wow. And what is your question?
Someone asked me today to send in my resume, and I was wondering if you see me
getting
a position with it.
With this new moon being the Cancer, great timing. Send it out July 5th.
Send it out on July 5th?
Or if you want to go with the exact new moon, and you're assigned Cancer, mail it out July 4th. Just throw in the post office.
I didn't think the post office wouldn't be open, right?
Just put it in there.
Ah.
It'd be perfect timing. Just do it. Just throw it in there. You get good luck. You'll get interviews and everything within the next 2 or 3 weeks after that.
Wow.
But it's all good. Good timing for you to do that.
And let us know how it goes, Kathy.
Thank you.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Thank
call
you.
Back
Thanks
and
calling.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You both. God bless you. Thank you.
You're
great
welcome.
Show again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. Area code 719. You have like 30 seconds. What is your name? Who are you? Where are you going from?
Juliet, I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay. And what's your birthday, and do you have a question? Make it really quick, because we have less than a minute.
Yes. 6/2/78, and I was calling to see if I would be in a relationship soon.
Okay, your date of birth, what's your date of birth again?
6/2/78.
Okay, so it's, with this new moon, you can meet somebody brand new from July 4th all the way through July 21st during that window. You can meet, that's good timing to meet somebody brand new.
Okay.
And when you do get the date of birth, call us back, and we'll check them out for you to see how compatible you guys are.
Okay.
You got the insight on them. Anyway, we got to go. It's been a great show. we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Julia.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.